fired at President Ronald Reagan today just outside a hotel in which he had given a speech to a union group. Mr. Reagan was not hit. The Secret Service estimates, however, that from 4 to 6 bullets were fired. 3 persons were wounded. One of these, the presidential press secretary, James Brady, who appeared to have been hit in the head. He and the other 2 have been hospitalized. Mr. Reagan, who, as we say, was unscathed, was taken to the hospital to be in the company of his press secretary, who, according to word in the U.S. Senate and elsewhere, was seriously wounded by the bullets. The Secret Service has in custody a man that they believe was the assailant who fired several shots from fairly close range just outside the VIP or very important person exit way from the Washington Hilton Hotel. My colleague Lem Tucker was not far from the scene, not far, in fact, from the place where people were being shot at. And we don't seem to have exact word here. I'm going to have to make sure exactly what's happening here. This is a different development from anything else we have seen. A secretary to the president, Lynn Nofsinger, is now quoted as having said that Mr. Reagan was hit by one of the bullets. He says, and we quote, that he was shot once in the left chest and is conscious. None of this goes with any of the other information that we have been transmitted, and we're not certain of the entire fitting of the pieces. We were told that Mr. Reagan was hustled into the limousine, that 3 others were hurt, but that's all we happen to know. Now the word from a White House official is that Mr. Reagan indeed was hit by one of these shots in the left chest. He is described as conscious. There are no further details to this. We had known that Mr. Brady, the press secretary to the president, was hit. He appeared to have been struck in the head by a bullet, and he was in serious condition. But this late development, that the first word we had, that Mr. Reagan was simply hustled into his limousine unscathed, apparently was erroneous, perhaps purposely so, given the time that it takes to make some determination of his condition. Lem Tucker, does this come as a surprise to you, the word we get now from Lynn Nofsinger, that the president himself was indeed wounded?
A shock, Reed, because we have not had any eyewitness accounts of that. From what I saw, it didn't happen. A shock only in that we have been led to believe it didn't happen, both from what we think we saw and what others saw. However, not knowing the nature of this, whether he's talking about a grazing or what, I, for one, at this point, would not want to go farther in commenting, except to say that we did see him hustled in the car and taken away. My colleague, Jim McMahon, just a moment, I am getting more information.
Lem Tucker is attempting
hearing from, and let me state my source very clearly, photographers and reporters who normally cover the White House and are even close to some of the Reagan people, that the president may have been hit, and I'm hearing a report that he may very well be not at the White House, as we were led to believe, but at a local hospital. Again, I think until we get something out of the White House, that I, for one, don't want to pursue that any further.
I don't either, except the word that we get is that Lynn Nofsinger is the source for this, and he is
a pretty good source.
Presidential aide, so there could be no question he would not be mistaken about this.
That's a pretty good source.
We now have a little different vantage point, a different viewpoint. Let's switch now, Lem, to Nelson Benton.
Reed, I am at a store just across the street from George Washington Hospital, and Lynn Nofsinger, who is a press aide to President Reagan, just told reporters about 5 minutes ago that the president is in the hospital. He was hit in the left chest. Nofsinger said that his condition is stable. Nofsinger said nothing more. He left reporters after telling them that. He said he had heard from other sources that 2 other people were wounded, but he commented only on the president. Repeating, Lynn Nofsinger, a White House official, said that President Reagan was struck in the left chest. He is, as
that is the latest development. Approximately an hour ago, a series of shots was fired. We knew that three people were down on the ground. We identified one, and it has been identified by the White House officially as the presidential press secretary, James Brady. It was thought in the scene in which Mr. Reagan himself was hustled from the scene and into the limousine that he was not wounded. In fact, apparently, according to Lynn Nofsinger, a presidential aide, Mr. Reagan was hit by one of those bullets, one of them in the left chest. He is described as conscious. He, too, has been taken to the hospital, where his condition is described by Mr. Nofsinger as stable. Mr. Nofsinger is not at the hospital. He, as Nelson Benton just reported, came out from the hospital to inform reporters who are gathered across the street from Washington University Hospital. That is several blocks from the White House itself. Mrs. Reagan, Nancy Reagan, has now joined her husband in the hospital. All we know is that the president was, in fact, wounded in the assassination attempt today, wounded in the left chest. It is presumed that the bullets were fired from a pistol of some caliber, which we know not. A young man, or a man perhaps 38, 42, was taken into custody immediately, pounced upon. We don't know if a weapon was recovered. A man, a suspect, is under arrest. He didn't get away from the scene. Mr. Reagan's wounding comes as a surprise because no one there thought that he was hit. He was moved so suddenly from the scene, hustled into the limousine. It is said, however, that as he had turned, apparently to answer a question shouted at him from a reporter, and as the shots were fired, that he appeared to be in shock and surprise. People in combat who know that people can actually be wounded. The original shock of bullet penetration is such that the individual subject doesn't always know it's happened until sometime later. And perhaps the force of the blow, the force of the Secret Service simply carried him on into the car, and no one saw the fact until it was just announced that President Reagan himself was hit by one of these bullets in the left chest. His condition is described by Lynn Nofsinger, who's become the spokesman outside the hospital, as stable. Mr. Reagan, as we know, is 70. His condition physically is very good, according to all of the hospital reports, which will stand him well. He keeps in shape, rides horses, chops wood, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, and has taken good care of his life. And the hospital, George Washington University Hospital, now is charged with doing what he himself no longer can do. And we understand that his condition is officially described as stable. It was not said at first that the president was hit. In fact, it was said by presidential aides and White House aides that he was not hit, not hurt. And that, in fact, he had gone to the White House when he had indeed gone to the hospital itself. Then it was said he went to the hospital because his aide, Presidential Press Secretary James Brady, had been hit, and the president wanted to be with him, naturally. Now, some 1 hour after the incident took place, perhaps an hour and 5 minutes, we are getting the full picture, the full story of the event. Mr. Reagan was wounded, has been hit by a bullet in the left chest, is hospitalized along with the others, three of whom were wounded and left at the scene for a brief time until ambulances could be summoned. They're all apparently in the same hospital now. James Brady, seriously wounded, we are told, from a head wound. The presidential press secretary, who stands by the president, who keeps him, when he can, from responding continually to reporters' importunities, was hit in the head. The president was struck, as we say, in the left thorax. The exact medical terminology for his wounding has not been released. He was described, again by Lynn Nofsinger, as conscious, and the hospital describes his condition as stable. Beyond that, nothing is known of the terror of the afternoon in which the president went to seek support from organized labor for his austerity economic program, made a speech to the AFL-CIO Building and Trades Council inside the Washington Hilton Hotel, spoke for about half an hour, then went to the VIP exit area, which gets him to the limousine without having to go through all of the lobby and out to Connecticut Avenue through the normal course of events. There was a semi-cordoned off area in which it was thought that mostly accredited newsmen would be. Someone else was there, someone apparently with a pistol. He opened fire, fired four, perhaps six shots, no one seems certain. It was said at first that Mr. Reagan was not hit, that he was spared it, but that three others, including the press secretary James Brady, were wounded. It was said that Mr. Reagan was going to the White House. Then it was said, no, he's gone to the hospital. It was said, however, he went to the hospital in order to be with Mr. Brady. Now we are informed officially that one of those bullets was fired into the left chest of the president. He is hospitalized in Washington University Hospital, his condition described as stable. Lynn Knopfsinger, one of his aides, says that he is also conscious. Mrs. Reagan is now in the hospital with him. And that is all that we can really tell you, because that is all that we know. A story that began on the bright note, the good news that the president had been missed, was missed. He was not missed, he was shot. He and three others, including his press aide, James Brady, whose condition has been described in the Senate, at least, as serious by Howard Baker, who made the announcement a short time ago. Mr. Reagan's condition is described as stable now. We are told that he is conscious, but he was wounded somewhere in the left chest by one of those 4 to 6 bullets fired at him a little more than an hour ago. We will, of course, keep you informed of any developments, and we will interrupt programming wherever necessary to follow the story of the attempt on the life of President Reagan, an attempt which did succeed in as much as he was wounded in the chest. This is Reed Collins, CBS News, New York.
Thank you, Reed. It's 22 after 2 o'clock. History as it happens here at WCCO Radio. So that's what we know so far, and we certainly will interrupt any and all programming to bring you more information. This is WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830. For St. Paul, Minneapolis is calling for upper 30s to low 40s tonight. Possibility of showers, thunderstorms late, 40% chance.
Now from CBS News, this Net Alert special report.
I'm Reed Collins, CBS News, New York, where we have more word on the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan this afternoon. It happened about an hour 15 minutes ago in front of the Washington Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. Mr. Reagan was struck by one of several bullets that were fired. He and three other men were shot. He is apparently not seriously wounded, although the exact condition of himself is yet to be determined. He is in the hospital now, where he is said to be suffering a wound in the left chest. All of this information is being relayed to the outside world by the presidential press aide, Lynn Knopfsinger.
I can confirm that the president has been shot once in the left chest. The bullet entered from his left side. He is in stable condition. He is conscious. And Mrs. Reagan is with him. And at this moment, we have nothing further to say.
Mr. Knopfsinger did add, however, that the president was not in surgery, indicating that the bullet is lodged in his chest. He is said to be stable and, in fact, conscious. When the shots rang out, the assumption was that Mr. Reagan was simply rushed into the limousine by the Secret Service, and it was not believed that he was hit. It's believed that he himself took some time to realize this. One official is quoted as having said that the president walked into the hospital, didn't even have to be carried in, and as we say, it's believed that a bullet may be lodged in the chest of the president. His condition described as stable. His wife was rushed from the White House to the hospital, Washington University Hospital. She had not attended the speech with him that he delivered earlier today to a labor union meeting in the Washington Hilton Hotel. Three others were wounded. One of these identified as the presidential press secretary, James Brady, who it's believed suffered a head wound and his condition may be serious. Another man believed wounded also is a policeman, and he has been reported in critical condition now. A Secret Service agent is said to be the fourth man who was struck by the fusillade of bullets. His condition is not known. But to sum up, President Reagan has been wounded in an assassination attempt that took place about an hour, 20 minutes ago. He has been wounded in the left chest. One version of this says that he walked into Washington University Hospital unassisted. didn't realize at first that he himself had been victimized by one of the gunman's bullets. A suspect has been arrested. He is described as a white man, about 38, maybe in his early 40s, sandy-haired. We have no name for him. We have no description of the weapon. We haven't even a description of its having been recovered. That is all presumption. Now, we do have an identification of the suspect. It is said that the suspect is identified as a man from Colorado. His name is given as John W. Hinckley of Evergreen, Colorado. This is the word that we have from Washington now, and we don't know any more about the man named John W. Hinckley, except that he, according to the Secret Service and the Metropolitan Police, is a suspect in the attempted assassination and, in fact, the wounding of the President of the United States. My colleague, CBS News correspondent Bill Platt, is at the White House.
Reed, the situation here is one of watchful waiting. We have gotten the same information that you have about the suspect, about the identification of the agent. A few moments ago, we were told that the President of the United States was hit in the left side of his chest and that his condition is stable, information which I think you reported. We're also told that he is conscious. We know that Mrs. Reagan left the White House shortly after the incident to go to George Washington University Hospital to be with the President. We have no word on the condition so far of Press Secretary James Brady, who appeared on the videotape to be hit in the head, and on the condition of the District of Columbia policeman, who was the other man injured. But the President, we're told, is in stable condition, and that he is conscious, that he has a single wound on the left side of his chest. We're waiting here for further details.
Bill, has there been any established procedure, any bulletin regularity? How is this thing going to be parceled out? Do you have any idea?
Well, the assistant or deputy press secretary, Larry Speaks, along with White House Chief of Staff Jim Baker and presidential counselor Edwin Meese, have all gone to George Washington University Hospital. There's an announcement being made here now. We're told that there will be a briefing here momentarily by David Gergen, who is Jim Baker's assistant. So I'll throw it back to you, and possibly we'll hear some of that.
All right. If something does come out of that, we'll go back to Bill Plant in just a moment. To repeat, a suspect in the attempted assassination of Mr. Reagan is now identified as a man from Evergreen, Colorado, whose name we are given as John W. Hinckley. His age is not listed. He was described by those at the scene outside the hotel as a man who could be in his late 30s or early 40s, sandy-haired. That's all that anybody seems to know of him. We don't know the nature of the weapon, the caliber. Presumably it was a pistol. The Secret Service thought 4 to 6 shots were fired from a gun. Mr. Reagan was not at first believed to have been hurt or hit. In fact, the White House took pains to say that he was not. However, it was discovered, once in the limousine at least, that he had a bullet wound in the chest. He walked into George Washington University Hospital, having been taken there in his own limousine, where we are told by Lynn Knopfzinger he is conscious and stable, and the plans for surgery to remove the bullet apparently have not been made. At least last we were told that he is not now in surgery, nor were there any plans to take him there. The condition of James Brady, the presidential press secretary, a portly man who is constantly at the president's side, is feared to be serious. It was obvious that he was struck in the head by one of these shots from the assailant's gun, and he lay on the sidewalk bleeding profusely for some time. He was taken to the same hospital as were two other men, one a policeman, one a Secret Service agent. The policeman's condition now is described as critical. The man was pounced upon, the alleged assailant, immediately by several metropolitan policemen and agents of the Secret Service as well, and he did not leave the scene. We have no word from then on the recovery of a gun or any identification of what caliber it was, which, of course, would be important in the case of the wounded. How he got there, no one seems to know. It was believed that he had mingled in with a number of accredited press people just outside the exit way of the Washington Hilton Hotel, the so-called VIP entrance, through which people enter and egress without having to go all the way through the lobby. Mr. Reagan had spoken to the AFL-CIO Building and Trades Council for about half an hour. This was sort of the opening day of his personal campaign to attempt to get organized labor behind his economic austerity program. He received moderate response from what would normally be a fairly cool audience, one might say. Let's go back now to the White House briefing. Bill Plant is there, and we're being told more information.
One shot once in the left side this afternoon as he left the hospital, as he left the hotel. His condition is stable. A decision is now being made whether or not to operate to remove the bullet. The White House and the Vice President are in communication, and the Vice President is now en route to Washington. He is expected to arrive in the city this afternoon. Mrs. Reagan is currently with the President at the hospital. For your background, we anticipate that press statements, additional press statements, will be forthcoming from the hospital site. I'd like to add two notes. We have been informed by Jim Baker that the President walked into the hospital. I would also like to inform you that in the building as of the moment are the Secretary of State, the Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of Defense, and the Attorney General, as well as other assistants to the President. No, in this building.
Do you have any condition on Brady, on Jim Brady?
I'm sorry, we do not. We would like to get that for you as rapidly as possible.
Vice President, act as President.
No. Because of the delicacy of the situation, we wanted to inform you that the Vice President is on his way back to Washington. I would emphasize once again that the President's condition is stable and that we were informed by Jim Baker that he did walk into the hospital.
But he had been hit by a ricochet. Is there any chance he was hit?
I'm sorry, we simply don't have enough information that is hard at this moment to give you. I'm sorry, I do not know the information on that, so I'm really not able to respond. Let me say this. Let me just emphasize this for your background. The folks at the hospital are obviously closer to this situation on a moment-to-moment basis than we are here. We are obviously in very close communication with them, and we will try to keep you informed here, but that the primary statements we expect will be coming from the hospital, because we feel that they are closer to the facts.
Who is there, Dave, at the hospital?
Well, as of the moment, in addition to Mrs. Reagan, as I've informed you, and others, Mike Deaver, and as you know, and Dave Fisher were with the President at the time, four people went up together, Ed Meese, Jim Baker, and Larry Speaks and Lynn Nofziger went together to the hospital. Oh, I'm not sure of the time. The time on these events has run together somewhat. But we will try to keep you posted here as well as we can. I think you all understand the delicacy of the situation. I simply don't want to report facts that we're uncertain of as of the moment. This is really to confirm what has been said from the hospital already.
David, do you know whether the Dennis Plan has moved the President to Bethesda or Walter Reed, or is it
I cannot answer either of those questions. We will, as soon as we get additional information, we will obviously try to help you. I think if you will be patient as the situation demands, we will try to get as much information for you as possible.
Dave, is the President under any submission?
I cannot answer that. We wanted to let you know where we were as of the moment. We will try to let you have further information as we can. Thank you very much.
That was David Gherkin. He's a deputy chief of staff of the White House staff, trying to describe to reporters in the White House what's happened several blocks away at George Washington University Hospital, where President Ronald Reagan is suffering a gunshot wound, a bullet wound in the left chest. He was said to be conscious. In fact, James Baker, his aide, informs people that he walked into the hospital, not having realized at first that he had in fact been struck by one of the several bullets that were fired this afternoon about an hour and a half ago, just outside the exit way of the hotel in which the President had delivered a speech. It was known, it was obvious to all who were there, that three people were badly wounded, or at least knocked down by the bullets. One of these, James Brady, who now we are told is the President's press secretary, in case you didn't know, who is now in a scanning room in the hospital, an attempt being made to ascertain the seriousness of a bullet wound to the head. Another man, the Secret Service man who is wounded, has been identified tentatively as Timothy J. McCarthy. There is another man, again a police officer, a District of Columbia officer, apparently worse off than McCarthy is, whose name is not known, and he is said to be in critical condition. The suspect has been identified as a man from Evergreen, Colorado, whose name is John W. Hinckley. We don't know his age. We don't know his background. We do know that he's described as a white, sandy-haired fellow who was wearing a raincoat, blue shirt, and dark trousers when this event took place. He was pounced upon, arrested immediately at the scene, and is in custody. There's no mention of any conspiracy, no mention of anybody else having been involved in any of this. To repeat, Mr. Reagan was struck by one of several bullets fired in his direction as he left the Washington, D.C. hotel this afternoon. He was struck in the left chest, apparently an entry wound in the front. The bullet apparently lodged in the chest, but he was not aware at first he had been struck. He was hustled into his limousine by the Secret Service. It went directly to the hospital, where we're told he walked into the hospital with the wound as it is. And he's described as conscious at one point and in stable condition, according to the hospital. Mrs. Reagan has now joined him there. So we have the three wounded people that we knew about at first and a wounded president, all in the same hospital, all stemming from one fusillade of bullets, 4 to 6 shots, we are told, having been fired. A suspect arrested immediately. His identity, John W. Hinckley, we are told, of Evergreen, Colorado, background unknown. Mr. Reagan is 70 years of age, as we know. His birthday, February 6th, he just celebrated the birthday after his inauguration. A man in good shape, who keeps himself that way, rides horses. We all saw him in his riding breeches just the other day. Chops wood when he can, gets out to California, spends a lot of time in the open and the outdoors, takes good care of himself, good personal habits, takes a little nap in the afternoon, doesn't get up at any back-breaking hour, but takes good care of himself, has a staff that does yeoman work for him, has a vice president in his mid-50s, George Bush, who's returning to the scene of the Capitol now. The other members of the cabinet have gathered, including the Secretary of State and the Attorney General at the hospital. This is necessary, of course, to coordinate what has to be done minute by minute in the running of the biggest government in this world. The president wounded today, he apparently walked into the hospital unassisted, not having realized at first that he had been shot, having seen three others go down, a Secret Service man, a District of Columbia policeman, and his own press secretary, James Brady, who we believe was seriously hurt as he was wounded in the head. The age of the suspect now, according to the Secret Service, is given as 22 years of age. And the revolver is described now as a .38 caliber weapon.